On this episode of the Edge podcast, Michelle Creer, Senior Vice President at ClearEdge Marketing, interviews Tammy Heaton, Chief Operations Officer at PrideStaff. Tammy shares how she ended up in the recruitment industry after starting her career as a claims examiner, what making the SIA Global Power 100 Women in Staffing list means to her, how she recommends leveraging informal mentorship to excel in your career, and so much more. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Michelle Creer, Senior Vice President at ClearEdge Marketing. Joining me today on the Edge podcast is Tammy Heaton, Chief Operations Officer of PrideStaff. Thanks for joining me, Tammy, and welcome.
Thank you.
So, Tammy, for those of our listeners not familiar with PrideStaff, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what your company does?
Yeah, that's great. Happy to share that. PrideStaff was founded in 1978. We're actually coming up on 40-year anniversary in 2018, so we're extremely excited about that. We operate under four different brands, the main one being PrideStaff, and focus is commercial staffing. One of the things that makes us unique is specifically that we're a franchise model and, again, operate in probably over 35 states at this time.
Well, congratulations on that upcoming anniversary. That's quite an accomplishment. So I'm sure you'll have some great things in store for 2018.
Yes.
You worked as a claims examiner earlier in your career. How did that lead you to PrideStaff? I'm so curious to hear your story about that.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty funny story. I worked all through college, and I had a neighbor and a friend that recommended me for a job. Went ahead and applied, and they said, hey, you know what? You're overqualified. We want to consider you for this other position. Started as a claims examiner, and with that, started negotiating with attorneys, learning the legal aspect of workers' compensation, worked with a variety of industries, and one of the clients of mine was PrideStaff, and they recruited me to start their risk management department, and that's how I started here.
Well, that sounds like great background for running a staffing company for sure, negotiations and all of, you know, that kind of stuff. What keeps you not only at PrideStaff, but more importantly in the staffing and recruiting industry?
Well, I really like what I do. It's an ever-changing industry. Nothing has ever stayed the same. And I really like the people I work with. I like the franchise model. And there's really no limits to what we can do.
Absolutely. And I think, too, it's such an interesting time to be in the industry right now with just the shifting dynamics of how people work and when they work and where they work. So I don't know about you, but for me, I think it's fascinating to see how this whole notion of being a worker and having a job or a gig or whatever we're going to call it now is really evolving. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of that over your career. And I want to pause for a minute and just ask you a little bit about some of the projects that you worked on throughout your career. Again, just looking at your LinkedIn profile, you've got a really impressive list of projects there. So I'm curious, what has been your favorite project or initiative and why?
You know, I have such a diverse background, and there's really been no limits over my career that I have a lot of favorites. And they came at the right time within the span of my time with PrideStaff. And what I mean by that is early on in the early 2000, we had to establish a new workers' compensation program because a lot of the carriers were going defunct and bankrupt. And so I came up with an alternative risk plan, identified the resources, put it together, and it's still in place today. I've developed quite a few different departments through the evolution, different divisions, established our Net Promoter Program through identifying partnerships that took me over 2 years to roll out. It's a broad spectrum from risk management, financial impact to the business, all the way to the other end of marketing, branding. And so with that scope, just that exposure, there's been a lot of favorites over that period of time. I can't
well,
say
Yeah, and certainly with all of those projects and initiatives and programs you set up and things like that, I think all of that is really why you continue to be recognized by staffing industry analysts for their women in staffing lists. So I know this year, 2017, marked the third consecutive year that you've been named to that global 100 women in staffing list. So first of all, congratulations on that. That's quite an accomplishment. What does that list mean to you personally, or that recognition, I guess, mean to you both personally and professionally?
Actually, I feel like it's really good for everyone to be recognized for the work that they've done throughout their career. And this is an opportunity for that recognition, both as an individual and then for women, specifically to the staffing industry. And so it's not anything that is taken for granted by any means, and something that, again, provides extreme high value.
Great. So along those lines, you know, as you think about certainly people coming up in their careers and just starting out, and, you know, in particular women, again, one of the reasons that we do this podcast and interview successful women such as yourself is that we're really trying to highlight the great accomplishments and achievements that women are making in the field of staffing and recruiting. And certainly with you having such a great track record of doing great things throughout your career and at Pride Staff, thinking back, you know, what is one piece of advice you'd give to someone just starting out? You know, maybe somebody who looks at that list and says, wow, look at Tammy. She's been on this list 3 times now. You know, I want to be like Tammy. I want to be on that list someday too. What advice would you give somebody kind of earlier on in their career?
I would have to say always be open to those around you. There's never been just one person that was able to contribute or develop from a mentorship program. It's multiple people, again, at multiple times throughout that 20 years in different projects. It's their experience, their background, their education. A lot of times I was given a project that I had no idea about. Mm-hmm. But it was others that were willing to give their time and provide that education and appreciation, or my appreciation for their time. I would also say is also learn what not to do. I think when you're in business as a whole, you'll see different leadership styles that work well and others that don't, and you can learn from both situations. So always be attuned and carry that forward, and also balance. I think that's another thing, because you want to be able to drive the business, but you also need that personal balance of friends, family, and activities outside of the business. It'll keep you fresh for the long term.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was just reading an article the other day about the importance of taking your vacation time, right? And not to be kind of that, you know, that hero that says, well, I can't just be away from the office. I have to be on all the time. Actually, those breaks are really what recharge your batteries and kind of refuel your creativity and your passion and things like that. So I totally agree with that. Who are some of the mentors, Tammy, that you've had throughout your career, and how did they help you? I know you mentioned, you know, sometimes you've given projects that you weren't sure, you know, exactly how to execute on, so you turn to other people. It sounds like you've had some great mentors throughout your career, and I'd be curious to hear, hear about some of them.
Yeah, I had probably one of my very first ones was the owner and CEO here, George Rogers. Definitely saw potential and would continually give advice from a business perspective, financial perspective, franchising, the goals of the organization. Just very open to understanding the development that for the organization to grow, people are critical is one. Another one is Rich Seamer at CTK Insurance. He has since retired, but provided tons of information and resource, understanding insurance perspective, markets, financial impact outside of specific to workers' compensation. And that was critical around the time that I started one of our divisions, insurance relief. So again, it's a variety of time, a variety of people over a period of time.
And I think, too, you know, sometimes you hear that people are sometimes afraid to approach someone and ask for them to be a mentor. And I think sometimes it's doesn't have to be, you know, quite as formal, so to speak. I'm just curious, do you have others in your life, in your career that, you know, certainly fall into that mentor category, but maybe aren't as formalized as a mentor program, so you're bouncing ideas off of and just maybe a, you know, a group of others?
The funny part is that none of these individuals that contributed in that mentorship program or what you would call today was formal. Mm-hmm. Everything was informal. It was, hey, I have a project. I'm looking at this. I need additional information, research. What thoughts do you have on this topic? And so it just evolved over time. And again, all of them have been unstructured. At this point in my career, that continues depending on the topic. However, I also give back to others that are developing.
That is fantastic. And I think that is so important as well. I think people are so willing to help others. And certainly, as you've learned in your career, you know, being able to turn around and help somebody else, that's just going to help empower that next generation of leaders that are coming up through the ranks right now. So, Tammy, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to be able to do that?
Actually, LinkedIn would be best, or we also have our corporate phone number here, and I'm also available through that.
Fantastic. Well, it's been so great talking with you. Congratulations again on the upcoming 40th anniversary of Pride Staff, and of course, congratulations on the third consecutive Women in Global Women in Staffing recognition. Those are both something you should be very, very proud of. And I want to thank you for your time today, Tammy. It's been great talking with you, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum, T-A-T-U-M, at clearedgemarketing.com. And let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.